Welcome to Cosmetology School Accounting, a mini podcast series where we dive into key financial topics for cosmetology schools in just a few minutes. This mini cast is designed to give you valuable insight in a quick, easily digestible format, perfect for the busy professional. So sit back and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Cosmetology School Accounting Podcast, where we discuss all the crucial details that cosmetology schools need in order to thrive. I'm your host, Desiree Anderson. So in this episode, we'll be talking about a topic that comes up quite a bit during tax season for school owners, administrators, and also for financial managers. And that is the timing of filing your tax return in relation to your audit report. Now, we're going to discuss whether you should wait for your audit report before filing your tax return, or can you just file your tax return before you receive your audit report? What you can do if your audit report isn't complete on time for you to file your tax return, and then also the specific deadline for submitting your audit report to the Department of Education if your fiscal year ends on December 31st, which is also considered a calendar year. Now, the information that we'll go over today is especially important for accredited cosmetology schools because your financials and your compliance requirements are way more complex than a non-accredited school. So let's dive right in. So, number one, why audit reports matter for cosmetology schools? So let's just start there. Let's talk about why this matters so much. As an accredited cosmetology school, you are required to undergo an annual audit to demonstrate that your school is financially responsible and to ensure that you're adhering to federal regulations. Now, these audits verify that your school is properly managing tuition revenue, Title IV funds, if you receive Title IV funds, and also meeting any other compliance requirements. Now, because these audits look at financial statements and internal control process, the results of these audits can definitely affect your school's reputation. It can affect its accreditation status, and it can even affect the eligibility of your school as it relates to receiving financial aid. Now, when it's time to file your taxes, the audit report can shed light on important numbers like year-end adjustments and any other corrections that your auditor might have recommended. That's why many school owners wonder if they should wait to file their tax return until after they receive their final audit report. Now, let's discuss the key question. So the key question is, should you file your tax return after you receive your audit report, or can you file it before you receive the report? In many cases, it's definitely wise to wait until your audit has been completed before you file your tax return. And here are a few reasons why. Number one, accuracy of financial information. When your auditor completes their first review, they may identify errors or inconsistencies in your financial statements, things like understatements of revenue, misclassifying expenses, or issues with internal controls. So if you file your tax return before these issues are corrected, you may end up having to amend your return later on. Now, that can cost time, money, and it can also increase scrutiny from the IRS. Number two, waiting to file your tax return is going to help avoid filing an amendment. Now, filing amendments isn't always a problem, but it can raise questions if your business frequently files amendments. It might trigger additional attention, and you definitely don't want that, right? However, fixing mistakes or updating numbers through an amended return is not frowned upon. It's just simpler and cleaner to file once with the most accurate numbers. Number three is consistent data for lending and regulators. Now, having your final audited numbers means any documents that you prepare, whether it's for a lender, whether it's for a potential investor, whether it's for regulatory bodies, is going to match the figures that you reported to the IRS. So consistency builds trust with everyone who reviews your financial statement. If a potential investor looks at your audited reports and the numbers say one thing, and they look at your tax return and it says something different, it's a little, I wouldn't say it's suspicious, but it will make them wonder which numbers are actually accurate. Therefore, you want to make sure that there is consistency between both. Another thing to consider also is timeliness. So if your audit takes longer than expected, you might find yourself rushing up against tax deadlines, and that is where filing an extension can be very, very useful. So filing an extension, if your audit report isn't ready, okay, for most businesses, you can file a request for an extension with the IRS before the tax deadline, which is usually March 15th for S corporations or partnerships, or April 15th for C corporations. Although you should always check the latest IRS guidelines, since due dates can shift due to unforeseen circumstances like natural disasters, as you know. We've had a few of those over the years, which have caused the deadlines for certain states to shift. And of course, if the 15th falls on a holiday or a weekend, the due date will be the next business day. Okay, so why use an extension? By filing an extension, you're essentially giving yourself extra time, usually up to 6 months, to submit a complete and accurate return. The key is that you still need to estimate and pay any taxes that you owe by the original date. The extension only gives you more time to file the paperwork and not more time to pay an outstanding tax bill. So during this extension period, you can finalize your audit report and incorporate any findings or changes into your tax return before filing. This helps ensure that your tax return and your audited financial statements align, reducing the chance of discrepancies or the need for any type of amendment. Now remember, while extensions are relatively straightforward to file, you want to coordinate with your accountant and your auditor to ensure that everything lines up properly. Okay, so let's talk about submitting your audit reports to the Department of Education if you have a December 31st calendar year end. Now, as of the current deadline, schools that participate in Title IV federal student aid programs are typically required to submit their annual compliance audit and financial statements to the Department of Education within 6 months of the end of their fiscal year. So if your fiscal year ends on December 31st, which is considered a calendar year, your audit report is generally due by June 15th of the following year. Okay, so why does the DOE give you the six-month window? They give you the six-month window to make sure that you address any issues and compile all of your required documents. This timeline is designed to ensure that your audit is completed in a thoughtful manner rather than rushed. So what would happen if you file late? Now, submitting your audit report past the 6 month deadline can put your school at a risk of non-compliance, right? So the Department of Education may impose penalties or even limit your access to federal funding if you fail to meet their deadlines. That's why it is best to schedule your audit early and stay in close contact with your auditor so that you can ensure everything is completed well before the deadline. So, how do you balance tax deadlines and audit requirements? On one hand, you want your audit to be complete to ensure that your filing is accurate. On the other hand, you have your own corporate or personal tax deadlines coming up. So here are some practical steps to help you navigate these competing deadlines. Number one, start your audit process early. Consider scheduling your audit as soon as possible after the close of your calendar or your fiscal year. If your year ends on December 31st, you might want to start working with your auditor in January or February at the latest to start gathering all of the necessary documents. The earlier you begin, the better chance you have of finishing in time for tax season. To be able to start working with your auditor in January or February, however, this means that the school has to be managing its bookkeeping and its accounting on a monthly basis, in which case, by the time December 31st rolls around, All you have to do is to tie up a few loose ends before engaging the auditor. Now, if you are one of those schools that doesn't keep up with your bookkeeping and accounting during the year, it becomes very challenging to get things ready for audit timely, which in turn affects your ability to actually prepare and file your tax return on time. Number two, you want to coordinate with your accountant. Your school's accountant or financial manager should be in communication with the auditing firm. That way, any major adjustments that the auditor expects can be factored into your tax estimate early. Number three, you want to use extensions wisely. If your audit is taking longer than anticipated, filing a tax extension should or could save you from mistakes on a rushed return. Just remember that you'll still need to estimate and pay your tax liability by the original due date. Number four, you want to monitor the Department of Education deadlines. With a December 31st year end, that June 30th Department of Education deadline might feel far away in the beginning of the year, but time goes by really fast. So keep track of your progress and make sure that you have all the data you need well before June 30th. And number five, keep comprehensive records. Good record keeping throughout the year makes the entire audit process simpler. You want to ensure that you have monthly or quarterly financial statements, bank reconciliations, and documentations for significant transactions. This preparation speeds up the audit process and reduces last-minute scrambling. All right, so let's talk about the potential consequences of missing deadlines. Let's not forget to talk about what might happen if you miss these deadlines, okay? IRS penalties. Missing your tax deadlines without any extension can lead to late filing penalties and possibly more scrutiny. Even if you do file for an extension, failing to pay any owed taxes on time can also result in penalties and interest. Okay, number two, amended returns. If you file your tax return before getting your audited adjustments, you might end up amending your return. Now, amendments aren't the end of the world, but they can create confusion if you're trying to secure financing or maintain compliance with lenders, accrediting bodies, and also government agencies. Number three, Department of Education non-compliance. For the DOE, lateness in submitting your audited reports can seriously jeopardize your ability to participate in Title IV programs. Without Title IV programs, you risk losing a substantial revenue source, and that can impact your school's viability. All these consequences underscore the importance of careful planning. So in conclusion, we talked about number one, audit reports are valuable. Okay, so what's the purpose of the audit report? They give you verified insight into your school's financial health and compliance with federal regulations. Number two, consider waiting to file your tax return until you have your audit reports. This helps ensure that your tax return matches your final audited financials, which can save you from having to file an amended return later on. Number three, use tax extensions if needed. So if you can't get the audit completed before the tax filing deadline, file an extension. Just remember that you must still pay estimated taxes by the original deadline. Know your Department of Education deadlines. For schools with a December 31st fiscal year end, your audit report is typically due to the Department of Education 120 days after the fact, which usually is June 30th of the following year. Missing this deadline can lead to serious compliance issues. So what is the lesson learned in all of this? Planning is everything. Staying organized throughout the year, starting your audit early, and coordinating with your accountant will help you meet both the IRS and the Department of Education requirements without unnecessary stress. I hope today's conversation gave you clarity on how to handle your tax filings around the time you receive your audit report. As always, if you have any questions, make sure you seek professional advice from a qualified accountant or tax attorney to ensure that you're making the right decision for your specific circumstance. Now, every cosmetology school situation might be a bit different, so personalized guidance is always valuable. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Cosmetology School Accounting Podcast. Please share this episode with fellow school owners or administrators who might benefit from this information. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our next deep dive into the business and regulatory side of running a successful cosmetology school. Until next time, I'm Desiree, wishing you and your school all the best for a compliant, financially sound year ahead. Thank you and take care. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you for tuning in to Cosmetology School Accounting. We hope today's insight helped you navigate your financial journey with confidence. If you found value in this episode, please share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. For more resources and updates, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Profit and Beauty. And visit our website at andersonaccounting3.com. You can find all these links in the show notes. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore more topics tailored to the accounting needs of cosmetology schools. Until then, keep thriving in your financial endeavors.